Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, Bones, turn my beat up a little bit. Yeah. Revolution. Gideon back soon. Yeah. Yeah. This exposure on its highest level. They know they bogus, straight poses, worshiping the devil. And yeah, you talking about the body, but you don't know it. Your secret handshakes and same-sex dates. Lucifer is hopeless. It's another classic case with a bigger plantation. Master gave you chains and whips and y'all still chasing. Get your bucket of chicken, you KFC eater. The richest in this rap game is still bottom feeders. Don't ask me about the grassy or no Nickelodeon. I'm raised off the big and pop. Man, here we go again. Showing up, this is what it means to really take the game. You keep the money, rather leave you in your shame and pain. We follow Christ and pay the price, alleviate your name. Alleviate you lanes, leave your blood stains. In the synagogue, going hard. And not the building, but the children like, oh my God, Rev is raw. Yeah, Rev is raw. Raw, yeah, Rev is raw.
Yeah. Hey, Bones, turn my beat up a little bit. Yeah. Revolution. Gideon back soon. Yeah. Yeah.
This exposure on its highest level. They know they bogus, straight poses, worshiping the devil. And yeah, you talking about the body, but you don't know it. Your secret handshakes and same-sex dates. Lucifer is hopeless. It's another classic case with a bigger plantation. Master gave you chains and whips and y'all still chasing. Get your bucket of chicken, you KFC eater. The richest in this rap game is still bottom feeders. Don't ask me about the grassy or no Nickelodeon. I'm raised off the big and pop. Man, here we go again. Showing up, this is what it means to really take the game. You keep the money, rather leave you in your shame and pain. We follow Christ and pay the price, alleviate your name. Alleviate you lanes, leave your blood stains. In the synagogue, going hard. And not the building, but the children like, oh my God, Rev is raw. Yeah, Rev is raw. Raw, yeah, Rev is raw. Raw, yeah, Rev is raw. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then I turn the lights out on them cowards that was whooping. Listen, remember click tracks that's speaking on them book tickets. You selling plenty, don't you? Now you killing folks. Big guns, big money, but no shell though. Seem to beat the charges. How does that work? You moving bigger, broader. Must be an expert. You must be moving fish on the biggest scale. Now use the biggest snitch or four black males. Then that's the train of thought that you put on TV. You give the babies a ticket and call it BET. Or was it MTV? Or was it VH1? Candle in the wind, Elton John, I ain't dumb. But tell me about that John Todd and all the mysteries about Illuminati all up in the industry. I tell them praise Jesus Christ for the wisdom and the insight. Let's get it right, that boy Rev cold ice.
Bones, I told you what it was, man.
Consequence and repercussions. You on the microphone, but tell me what is you discussing. You started snaking cause I talk about the Lord, you hater. I'm eyesore and I eat you up like alligator. And I'm a hard crocodile, never crack a smile. But shed tears in the wilderness is where we live. And raise kids up in VA, man, a straight law state. Where the losses gonna shape you or they make you straight. I never snitch a tail, cause I ain't plan to fail. You take me to jail for speaking Jesus Christ. Oh well, let me get my food tray. Depending what my mood say, no sugar in my Kool-Aid. And I don't rock with Boulet. Ooh wait, the revolution televised. It ain't no auto-tune, sucker, I ain't synthesized. And for you dickheads, you come, I get you circumcised. The 45 scalpel, man, I was born to ride, born to die.
Revolution. One time. Yeah.
Get your back too. Huh? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus, for all the wisdom, all the insight. You know what it was, you know what it be. Revolution, getting your back in suit. Shutting it down.
I think I'm on one, or two, or three. You know what it was. We've seen a lot of things going on, taking in a lot of information.
But believe you me, you can't stop the rip, for real. Yeah, come on. Giddy, fat.
Slang came from a land where they suffer from the effects of depravity like gang banging and earthquakes. Most famous, no name, a split of brain and plain a taste for the king of kings. I know it's a strange concept, peddling redemption, boy, what more can I say? Made me a late craving, trying to make him famous, it's an entree. Filling these 58 foot phrases that would deem us unfit to succeed among these heathens. It's so crucial in the belly of the crucible that you would understand that stage like him on his hand, yo. It's handing out cancer, that's why fame was never the aim. And the back is the front, homie, left side up, that's a concept.
Misconception.
So many misconceptions, missing a mark, misdirected, driving wreck, listen aggressive, fueled by our false perceptions. Our methods need corrections, spitting venom in the face and violate the ones we should protect as an attempt to motivate, neglect our obligations, place the blame on someone else, point out the flaws in other people and take the focus off ourselves. Those who have been abused view leadership as illegitimate, so they don't think it's necessary to play by the rules or submit. They see authority as nothing more than a power trip, and they don't want to be plugged into it. They'd rather see that power strip, get it, power strip. It's unfortunate, disproportionate. The door is wide open for false teachers to twist the truth and distort it. No examples left to follow, left to all the minds acting foolish but can't see it, so we're wise in our own eyes. The life and crucifixion of Christ is a beautiful depiction of service and submission within a leadership position.
Misconception.
You probably have it all figured out, right? Like you're the type that believes that if you act right, then that just might make you righteous in God's sight. You've been a really good person, you follow the good book as much as you could. You probably didn't go to church as much as you should, but it's all good. I mean, you never really killed anybody, never really steal from anybody. You never lusted much, shedded much touching of any bodies. You never use the Lord's name in vain, and you respect your neighbor. You try to maintain peace, love your enemies, and not hold on to anger. You really believe that you could receive God's favor by your good deeds and right behavior. But you're dead in your transgressions and need a savior, cause you can never win God's approval or the removal a sinful discretion. Your righteous acts of removing God's wrath is in fact the biggest misconception.
Misconception.
Since my conception, I've been riddled with deception. Televised lies devised to lead a blind insurrection against the resurrection and the greatest misconception. The world believes the Christian is foolish without direction, and they knock it, but what does it profit? A profit to be socially ostracized and no, we ain't stopping the market. But if there's anything I can do to raise the stock in the market for a biblical worldview, then there's no longer an option. Here with the humble beast and no subtleties and no tongue-in-cheek, this is what I mean. They don't understand anything about the faith I believe in, they wanna belittle me. But it's cool though, they just know the pseudo, the fake faith, the false one, the Western God is man-made, and not the biblical awesome. Toss them, pick up the reasons for God by Timothy Keller and read it. There is a God you should believe in, and his name is Jesus.
However, over here, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ was cracking, was happening. Thanks for being here. How you doing? What it do? Was crack? Okay, all that. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we appreciate you being here. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, seems like we ain't been here in a minute, huh? You know what I'm saying? But we here now. That right. They muzzle the wise and give somebody foolish to mic. Ain't that something? What's wrong with them? They don't want you to hear their truth, so they turn the lies up real loud. That's what Satan do. He be lying to you about God. He get the binoculars and make God look small. But you got to get together. Decide to make him look small. That was Satan trying to make God look small. But you got to snatch the binoculars away from Satan. Yeah. And look at God the right. Yeah, magnify him. That's what the word says. You got to look at him through the big side. Decide to make him look big. Yeah. And it's the opposite way. When you look through the little side of the binoculars, that's where you see everything big. But when you look through the big side of the binoculars, everything is little. So snatch the binoculars out of Satan's hand. That's right. And look at God the right way. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. This is your homie, Oasis, man. We appreciate everybody for being here. Yeah. Yeah, your homie, Oasis. Appreciate you being here, man. Today's topic, kingdom over government. Yeah, kingdom over government. This is part two of Antichrist or Against Christ. Yeah, don't worry. We're going to get caught back up and get all the way into it and finish it. But this one, I told you it was too much to give you in that last broadcast that we did, Antichrist. But this is part two, so we're going to finish it up. This is kingdom over government. Yeah, we respect God's order and his setup of government. However, we will not agree with nor respect wicked leaders that lead people away from God with immoral laws. Yeah, they're passing laws that God don't agree with. They're making it legal to do wrong things. I ain't got to call his name. Y'all know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So we respect the way God set up the government and the positions, but we will not agree with nor respect wicked leaders. You hear me, wicked leaders? Is this thing on? Let me see. Make sure everything's working here, all right? Yeah, wicked leaders, we will not respect you. Okay? That's right. We will not respect wicked leaders that lead people away from God. Look at what they're doing. They're leading people away from God with immoral laws. We respect the rank, yeah, but not the wicked ones in the rank. Nope. The title, the position, nah. It's God's kingdom over humans' government. Yeah, man-made, man-ran government, should I say. God-made, but man-running it, right? Mm-hmm. Running it right into the ground. Babylon is falling and going to finally get thrown down. It's God's kingdom over humans' government, though. Your kingdom come and your will be done, Abba, Father, in the almighty name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Thanks for listening. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and you know this one's going to be fire. Yeah, fire hot right here. Mm-hmm, for real. Kingdom over government. What you know about that? You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, we are 100% transparent, 100% authentic. We appreciate you tuning in, all right? If you tune in, you will learn a lot. Yeah, tune in and listen, and you will learn a lot. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, we are interactive, worldwide broadcast. I don't claim to be perfect and get everything right. I claim to be the one that appreciates God's grace, accepted God's grace, and receiving his love and everything like that. Yeah, his mercy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's who I am. Who are you? Yeah, I need Jesus. Yes, sir. If you're not ashamed to say it, say it. Say, I need Jesus. I'm going to give you one more time. Yeah, I need Jesus. I need him. Do you? So over here, when Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we interactive. You can call in. You can talk to. You see what I'm saying? You can come in the chat room. You can chat to. All right? We're a worldwide broadcast. We ready. All right? Over here, we pray. We're about to do that in a few. We worship. We're going to get into that, too. And praise. Yeah, that, too. We got them scriptures on deck. Because we love to feed our faith. Yeah. I got a daughter named Faith, and she loves to eat. That's right. Feed his faith, too. Going to feed his faith up in here. So, yeah, these scriptures, we feed our faith so we can have more faith in God. Yeah, you be satisfied. People get jealous. Talking about, that's all you come from. Is that one Bible? And that really, like, man, no, this one Bible is all I need. This is the source. It's God's word over everything else. Mm-hmm, they go to Google quick and they send you something, Snapchat, the screenshot, something that they picked up or learned on Google and show it to you. And then discredit the Bible. Talking about the Bible was written by man when Google is made by man. Uh-oh. Google is made by who? Man, okay. Is man perfect? No, okay. So that means Google ain't perfect either. Is yeah, sir, but God, who made man, that made Google, God is perfect. You see what I'm saying? So over here, we get our problems solved by doing. Mm-hmm. We put our faith and action together. And we work our faith in God. All right, that being said, let's pray. Father, thank you for being here. Thank you for your mercy and your grace that's available for all of us, your forgiveness, Father. Let us just come to you and receive it and be born again of you. We receive your salvation even now again, and with others that's trying to come to you too and that's willing to come to you, we receive salvation from you again altogether. You the God of the renewing. You renew things. There's nothing new under the sun, but however, you renew things in our lives. So, Father, continue to do you, yeah, in our lives. Renew, yeah, in us a right spirit. Yes, sir. Father, have your way. Continue to get the glory from our lives. And thank you for bringing us through the tests and the trials and the tribulations of life. and the things that you do to purify our faith. Thank you for letting us endure so we can receive from you, Father. Have your way. Thank you for the broadcast. Thank you. Can't thank you enough. Getting choked up about the thank you for everything that I can possibly do. Because you deserve it, so Father, you just continue to have your way. It's all you. Yeah, it's all you. None of us. It's all you. It is finished. That's what Jesus said way back then for us. So Father, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Have your way in our lives. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the broadcast. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in. Let us hear from you. Let us do what you say. Let us take you at your word. And, yeah, go for your kingdom over this government that leaves you out of everything. Do what you do, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, we up in there. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, kingdom over government. Yeah, your kingdom come, God, the Almighty, Abba Father. Your will be done, God, the Almighty, Abba Father, on earth as it is in heaven. Because he rules in the kingdom of men as well. So it's his kingdom come. God's will be done. God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. All right? So it ain't his fault that man wants to run the world or lead the world and leave him out of it. It's not God's fault. God made us upright. We chose to come up with many different schemes is what the Bible says about us. The word of God. That's the Bible. It ain't no religion. It ain't no white man. This, that, and other. No, this is the word of God. Hallelujah. All day. You know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. We go live. Yeah, Hip Hop and Jesus Christ on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. We also go live Saturdays, like now, with topics from the All-Knowing One at 11 a.m. Eastern. We started an hour later today. You know, had to handle some more business there. But to God be all his glory. Hallelujah, again. So, right now, we're about to get ready to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. This is, we live the way we live unto God. There's no religion. Don't listen to the world and the devil telling you what you do. No, listen to God. All right? Do live your life unto God. This is your life. All right? The breath of life is in you. You choosing to give it back to God. Worship and praise God through your life. All right? We're going to worship and praise him together right now in this little segment right here. However, worship is a lifestyle. We live our lives unto God. We don't leave him out. We don't just call him when we need him and when we in trouble. And we know we need him every day. We in trouble every day. How about that? Yes, sir. It's trouble in the land. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Trouble on earth. That's that old school. Well, y'all don't know nothing about that old school preaching. Trouble in the land. Yes, sir. Well, yeah, we about to worship and praise God together. In the spirit and in the truth. We're going to play some songs. And like I said, let your heart go before God. Let your mind, you know, get focused on God. Okay? Use this time to worship God. That's what this is for. When you clap your hands, you dance, and you cry out to him, you hold your hands up, you know, your knees, your praise and worship, however you got to do it. This is your time and God's time. We just doing it together. And we appreciate you being here. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, I'm your homie, Oasis. Today's topic, kingdom over government. Hey, before we get there, there's worship, though, and praise, too. Appreciate you being here.
I am not forgotten. I am not forgotten. I am not forgotten. God knows my name. Forgotten, I am not forgotten, and I will praise you, I will praise you, yes, I will worship.
Zephaniah 3:17 says, the Lord is in your midst. He's mighty to save, mighty to deliver. He will quiet you with his love. And he will rejoice over you with singing. God has a voice and he sings. Could you lift a hand or two? Say, Lord, sing over me tonight. Speak to my heart. Holy Spirit, quiet us. Oh, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. He hears us when we call and he calls back.
You know, every now and then you need to stop and think. Think about all the many wonders God has performed in your life.
And I'll bet you begin to thank him.
From sickness and diseases,
depression
mm-hmm. beyond measure,
but through it all,
you have yet to heal.
The more I think about it,
the more I think of thank you.
Through the hatred,
anger, and anger,
struggles, and when I fall,
and stumbles,
but you've made,
me strong,
the more
I think,
yeah,
the more I think, thank you,
yes, one more, listen, I was down,
down and out,
they taunted
and
me,
talked about
cheated
and
mistreated, but you carried
me.
The more I
think,
when I think about your goodness,
the more I think I thank you.
Yeah. Now everybody can relate to this. Let's thank him.
I can't help but thank you.
This goes out to the brothers, brothers. This goes out to the sisters, sisters. This goes out to the mothers, mothers. You gotta have faith.
The odds seem to be stacked against me, but not for long. This is only temporary. Cause my Savior rules from his throne. Surrender if the problem's gone. You will make right what's wrong.
I like that. Well, they got me. Had me clapping my hands and stomping my feet a little bit up in here. Okay, a lot of it. Clapping my hands, stomping my feet. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was in the building, clapping my hands and stomping my feet. How about you? We up in the building. Did you enjoy that? You like that? I thought you would. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We in the building. In the building. Today's topic, kingdom over government. Kingdom over government. This is part two of
the broadcast Antichrist. Yeah, against Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's part two of it. Yeah.
I'm going to read some scriptures again and bring us back up to the par, you know. We're going to see. And once I read the scriptures, you see if your government, yeah, this government, this man-ran government lines up with this Bible.
Okay.
Read a few. Then we're going to get into it. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, man. Well, man, children, appreciate you tuning in. Remember this, you can call in when we are recording live. You can call in when we are recording live. This is not the only way to listen, and I suggest you listen through the internet, just Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, you know what I'm saying? Go through it that way on Blog Talk and listen that way, or however you listen to it. However, if you do want to call in and listen, you can call in and listen this way, and this number that I'm about to give you, it only works when we are live, right? You can listen this way, and you can speak. Yeah. As long as it's respectful, we're going to converse. We have a good conversation here, live on the broadcast, as long as it's respectful. When you get out of hand, all right, we ain't having it. You know what I'm talking about? It's God's show. God's broadcast. All right, so remember this, you can call in when we are recording live. The call-in number is 563-999-3702. Again, 563-999-3702. Listen or speak by pressing 1 to speak. Listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you.
Mm-hmm.
Your headphones, your Beats.
Yeah.
Listen live or from the archives, man. You can listen during the week. You don't have to listen on Wednesdays or Saturdays if you can't catch us. All right? Always pull up When Hip Hop Meets the Christ through the internet. All right? Google it. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, tune in how you tune in. All right? Also, got some good news for you. Yeah, good news. And it's coming up. Aren't you tired of hearing all this bad news? Yeah, turn the TV off then sometimes. Turn that news off sometimes. The Bible says focus on whatever is of good report. Mm-hmm. Why is this world backwards from what God says? That's what you need to think about and recognize. Like, what? Recognize and realize this Bible. The world is backwards from what everything God says. He said whatever is of good report, focus on that. So why can't you get good news in here? The first hour of the news, man. They were dropping stories back to back to back to back. I was looking at it with the other day. Back to back. This one got shot. This one got killed. This one got robbed. God, back to back. But the Bible says focus and meditate on things of good report. So I got some good news. Aren't you tired of this bad news, chaos, confusion in the world? Well, tune in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ Good News Letter. Mm-hmm. It's 25 cents. No, just playing. It's free. It's free. Sent to your email every 2 months on the 15th of the month. Yeah, you ain't even got to use your own money. Yeah, it only comes to you every 2 months. You know what I'm talking about? Get your hell of that. I think you can.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so get a free sent straight to your email every 2 months on the 15th of the month, full of God. Yeah, this good newsletter is full of God. Good report. I get it from the Bible. Yeah, that's what the Bible says. Good report. So it's full of God. It's full of his anointing. It's full of encouragement for you. It's full of his power. Also, yeah. So, yeah, his anointing, his power, encouragement, full of God. That's the good newsletter. Get it free. Send it straight to your email every 2 months. I promise you, I won't bother you. Every 2 months, I'll send it to you. That's all. If you're listening to this broadcast and you get the newsletter, you could shout me out and say, yeah, I got the newsletter. I like it. Something. You know what I'm talking about. However, if you want to sign up for it, then hiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. Request your good newsletter from us. Yeah, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ @gmail.com. Get your good newsletter sent to your email for you. Yeah, the next one is coming up. Yeah, the Christmas one and the New Year. Yeah, December, January. Christmas and the New Year 2023 coming in there for you. So this one is coming up, being worked on now, in process right now. All right, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ @gmail.com. Contact us if you want to sign up for your free good newsletter. All right. Also, the gospel album and the audiobook by Oasis are available as well. If you want that, holler at your boy. When Hip Hop Meets Christ, right? At gmail.com. We appreciate everybody tuning in, all right? For sure. And we moving right along. Oh, the next segment. Part of what I like this broadcast, so but it's not my favorite, but it's about there. It's one of my favorite parts of the broadcast. Yeah, the knock 'em down. Joshua the Wall, knock 'em down. Y'all remember that? They used to tell us if you around my age, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. Jericho and the wall came tumbling down, right? If you remember that, yeah. So in the Bible, that's what Joshua did. God told him and Israel to march around the wall of Jericho, the city of Jericho, because the city of Jericho had their hope and their trust in the wall, which was their security. Obviously, they were against God, though, so God had to show them something. And God told his people to march around that wall for 7 days. And on the seventh day, march around that wall 7 times and praise God, make some noise. And God knocked them walls down. Mm-hmm. Obey God. I don't care how crazy it is, how crazy it seems to you or nobody else. Obey God. So knock all that opposition down. This is God versus any issue, any problem, any concern of humans. If you let God handle it, he'll give you the victory. All right? God versus any issue, any problem, or concern of humans equals victory for you. This is also the chance for the thin skin, the easily offended folks. People don't want to hear the truth. Every time you bring the truth, they want to say you judging and all that. Hey, keep bringing the truth, man. It don't matter what they saying. The only person getting judged when the word of God is being spoken is Satan. So continue to speak the truth. We don't listen to Satan and stop and don't judge and all. No, right from wrong. We going to stand up for what's right. Y'all showing out for what's wrong and think we supposed to be quiet. And we stand up for what's right. The devil, you the liar. And if y'all listen to the devil, y'all going to end up in a lake of fire. Uh-oh. I feel like preaching right here. I'm going to play that crap. So y'all easily offended, folks. It's your chance to leave or repent and stay in here and get this Jesus. Itch your ears. Being nosy. Want to try to steal some sermon. Mm-hmm. Itch your ears, all y'all. Mm-hmm. Here's your chance to leave or repent as well. Because we about to get into these scriptures. And the Holy Spirit ain't holding back nothing. You know what I'm talking about? Your feelings and all that. Nah. Yeah, when I went to church when I was coming up, they used to say, man, real stepped all on my toes. I ain't doing it. I ain't see him come out there in the audience and come step on your feet. I'm just a little boy, you know. But real stepped all on my toes. Yeah, that means he was all, you know, God used him to talk about you and what you did. And he wasn't even there. You talking about like he was there. He wasn't there. You ain't told him nothing or nothing. Yeah, God done corrected you through Rev. Or through the pastor or what have you. Whoever he's using, the apostle, the preacher, the teacher, the evangelist, but as long as it's God. Yeah. So, yeah, man. We're going to keep bringing this truth, man. And we ain't going to apologize for it. And we ain't going to sugarcoat it or water it down for nobody, because Jesus himself is already the living water. When I look like watering this gospel down in the truth, the gospel, the raw gospel is what got me here. The raw gospel is what got us here. For those of us that hear the truth, yeah, willing to hear the truth, the raw gospel is what got us here, the gospel of Jesus Christ. That being said, let's go. Kingdom over government. Let's get into these scriptures. All right? The first scripture we're going to go to, let's see. First scripture. I just want to read a few verses from where we went last week. And just, like I said, go to 1 Peter while I'm telling you this. 1 Peter chapter 2. We'll touch on two places I believe we went to last week. And then we're going to go ahead and get into the rest of the scriptures for part 2. All right? So, 1 Peter chapter 2, it's in the back of your Bible. Towards the back there somewhere. Before Revelation, though. All right? So, 1 Peter is right around there somewhere. You're going to see Jude and John before Revelation, and then you'll see Peter for first and second gentlemen, first, second, third gentlemen. First, Peter with the one in front of it, then chapter 2. Let's see what verses we want to get from here. We're not going to read all of it because we read all of it the other broadcast. So 1 Peter chapter 2. We'll start at verse 13. All right, y'all ready? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13 says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, sent by God, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Think about that. Remember? Does your government line up with this? Do they punish evildoers? Do they praise them that do well? And let me help you out. Go ahead and spoiler alert for it while you're thinking about it. This government, did it free Jesus Christ, who was innocent, who did nothing but good for people, or did it kill Jesus and did it free a murderer called Barabbas? Help you out real good, huh? All from the word, right? So we submit, like I said, we respect God's order. We reading about his order right here, for submit to every ordinance of man and for the Lord's sake, all right? Whether it be to the king or the president, as supreme, or unto governors, right? As until them, but check this out. This is where it twists right here, verse 14. Or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers. They making it legal to do evil, right? And you running out there casting your vote, right? Voting for an evildoer instead of praying for the evildoer. Uh-oh. Preach, Holy Ghost. They're supposed to punish the evildoers, not make it legal to be evil for the praise of them that do well. That's when it twists. It twists right there. The praise of them that do well. They killed Jesus. You know that. You heard the story. They freed a riotous murderer. Okay. Now, hold on. Let's go. We're doing this for what we do unto God. Go to Romans chapter 13. I told you we're just going to get a couple of verses, because if you want to hit that in full, you got to go get part one, which is Antichrist. Okay? You got to listen to that one. Find that broadcast on When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Antichrist is what it's called. That's part one. Right now, we're on Kingdom Over Government. This part two. Go to Romans chapter 13. Does your government fit here? When I put that Jesus in there, then you understood, huh? They did. They showed it. Jesus ain't did nothing but good. He was all about God's business. And look at what man did to Jesus. But it don't end there, because God did something to Jesus too. And he did something through Jesus that man can't touch. Or the law, or religion, or science can't touch. Or your opinion, or your philosophies, or anything can't touch this. For what the law could not do, God did through Jesus. Which was condemn sin in the flesh and fulfill the righteousness of the law in us who believe, who don't walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. You're preaching Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 13. Well, I knew this was going to be fire. Fire. Romans chapter 13, starting at verse 1. And we're going to see the same twist in these scriptures right here. Romans chapter 13. The same twist we just saw in 1 Peter chapter 2. All right? Watch this. All right? Romans chapter 13, starting with verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. All right? You hear that? For there is no power. You know God is almighty, right? So there is no power but of God. Now, when God gives them the power, if they abuse the power, that's between them and God. Okay? Check it out. Most people, when God give them that power or position, they get in that power position and they abuse it, right? Excuse me. But let God check that. He gonna do it. You stand up for what's right. Right? You stand up for what's right, and don't back down about it. And let God check those ones that's in these positions that's doing wrong and abusing his power. Because they don't even realize that God is the one that gave them the position. You see what I'm saying? God is the one that gave everybody the position that we got. the position that he can take you to. Yep, it's for you, if, as long as it's for you. So let every soul be subject unto the higher power. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. For there is no power but of God, and the powers that be are ordained of God. He gave them the position. They the ones doing this crap against him. They the ones not spending time with God. They the ones not, you know, reading their Bible, not doing what God says. They ain't even hearing it, because if they were, the world would be following Jesus. Where the world leaders at that's following Jesus, that's pointing other folks, that's following to follow Jesus? How many followers you got on your Snapchat? How many followers you got on your Twitter? How many followers you got on your Facebook? How many followers you got on IG, Instagram? I ain't forgot. Whatever else you want. People worry about followers, but are you following Jesus, and then you pointing your followers to follow Jesus? He's following you anyway, unless you're following Jesus. So verse 2 says, whoever therefore resists the power resists the ordinance of God. That's why I say we respect God's order and his setup. But we ain't bowing down to this wickedness, and we letting Satan know that. Yeah, we understand this word. Hold on. Verse 2, whoever therefore resists the power resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. We in Christ, so there's no condemnation to us. All right, so check this out. Verse 3, for rulers are not a terror to good works. When God give it to them, he don't give them to be a terror to good works, but be a terror to evil works. You see this? Romans chapter 13, verse 3. Rulers are not a terror to good works. They don't supposed to punish the good, but to the evil. They're supposed to punish the bad. People supposed to be scared to commit a crime. These mugs bold with it, and they know the law to get out of the crime that they're going to commit, shall they? Come on, bro. You going to respect that more than God? Rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Does your government line up like this with this scripture? Because here go the twist. Will you then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good. When you're doing what's good, you're going to always be straight when you're doing the God thing. Okay? Because they don't have a reason to lock you up or get you in their system or whatever it is to abuse you, right? Do what is good. They can't even put nothing on this, just like with Jesus. They couldn't put nothing on Jesus for preaching the truth. That's what they did after Jesus. They were locking them up for preaching the truth. But I got locked up since I've been walking with God, and I was preaching the truth in there, so Satan's scared to do that too. Yeah, you can lock us up if you want to. It'll be in there, and all the prisoners be praising God. I'm talking about God done did it in Acts already before. Ain't nothing new under the sun. It's the same God. Somebody say, this is the same God. He done shook the prison. The prison, I'm talking about shook the whole prison, sent an earthquake through there, knocked all the shackles off of every inmate, and opened all the gates. Yeah, all the prison doors of every inmate just because of two of his that would not stop preaching the gospel. That's what got locked them up. And then when they was in there, they was praising God. Shook the whole jail. Don't play. The whole prison. Yeah. Boy, way back then. And you know, their prison was harder than these ones. It's a lot of prisons harder than these ones in America now. And you ain't going to find that homo stuff in them either. Heard about a prison somewhere across sea somewhere that you, I'm talking about, they don't even give you food, bro. Yeah, that's prison for you. You ain't gonna do that crime. That's why I said they're supposed to be scared to do crimes. These mother do crimes because they know they're gonna get breakfast, lunch, and dinner in jail, and a pillow, yes sir, and a blanket, and a cot, a mat, or a floor or something. And they're gonna get food. Get locked, they ain't give you no food, bro. Some of these jails, I ain't talking about in America. They're going to give you breakfast, lunch, and dinner. These folks don't commit crimes. Get locked up. No food. You got to grow your own. They give you some seed. Put that in the dirt because the floor ain't concrete either. Put that in the dirt. You better make you a garden here. Yeah, how about that? All right. So rulers are not a terror to good works, not God rulers. And this scripture here is for the rulers that's in these positions too. Rulers are not a terror to good works. So if you're in a ruling position and you being a terrorizer to good works and not checking the evil and you being evil, the Bible is here for you too. Rulers, you don't supposed to terrorize the ones that's doing good. Mm-hmm. Now y'all get took down every time, too. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil, to the evil. If you don't want to be afraid of the power, do that which is good, and you shall have praise of the same. That's how it's supposed to go. Look at verse 4. Here's another twist. For he is the minister of God. Uh-oh. That president supposed to be the minister of God. That senator, that politician, whatever position, governor, supposed to be a minister of God. It ain't just for the church. It ain't just for the pastor. For if we talking about rulers and submitting to the powers, right, that be, that's ordained of God. We in Romans chapter 13, shout it, in the first four verses. We in verse 4 right now. For he is the minister of God. Who? The ruler that don't terrorize good works but evil. He's the minister of God. Is your government like this? Or you don't hear about God till Sunday or something? Unless you look it up or something, huh? You don't hear about God? Yeah, because they ain't pushing Jesus. They trying to push him out. That's why the rapture going to come and snatch his spirit off the earth. Y'all want him out? All right, watch this. You're going to be wanting him back in. Let me back in. Come back in. Jesus, come back. You want him out, though, right now. But then you're going to be like, when God snatched his spirit out of the earth, then you're going to be calling him back. Don't worry. I'm going to read verse 4 so we can move on. Romans chapter 13, verse 4, for he is the minister of God. These leaders and these rulers are supposed to be ministers of God to you for good, shawty. But if you do that which is evil now, that's when you should be afraid. Are they afraid to do evil? No. Tell you, they committing crimes. They know, bro. I'm breakfast, lunch, dinner. Mm-hmm. With a pillow. That's jail for you over here. Around a bunch of... Okay, let me go on. So, for he is God. He is the minister of God to you for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid, for he bears not the sword in vain. He don't carry the sword in vain, because if you do evil, he going to use it. Not if he do good. They killed Jesus, and all he did was good. This same government, this same Antichrist system. This is a backwards world. Come on. They already killed Jesus and let you know whose side they on. Mm-hmm. They won't tell you, you supposed to listen to me. Now y'all supposed to listen to God, shout it. If you're going to lead somebody, you need to be led by God. If you're going to lead anybody, you the one need to be led by God, shout it. And totally. He is the minister of God to you for good. But if you do that which is evil, then you be afraid. For he bears not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that does evil. You're supposed to execute wrath on those that do evil. It's like the more evil that they do, the more chances that they get. Just looking at this teacher that done took this 15-year-old girl. I'm talking about a teacher took one of his students, 15-year-old girl, snatched her and went somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Doing evil, man. You're supposed to execute wrath on them. They'll slap them kind right there on the hand and then let them go. You know what I'm saying? This dude right here, he got busted up, though. But he did extra. Yeah, I guess they were trying to let him go at first because they, you know, how they investigate. But he did some extra stuff. He went and made it worse for himself. You know what I'm saying? That's just one case. If you're going to revenge or carry out revenge on somebody, if you're going to shoot somebody, don't shoot no unarmed black male or unarmed black female or unarmed brown people. Go shoot the ones that's killing the folks. Yeah, it's plenty of mass shootings. Y'all roll up and what, lock them up, huh? Mm-hmm. But God, execute wrath upon them that does evil. Not the good. You want to get up in that position and be a bully, huh? But God, we kingdom over government over here. You best to know that. You know what I'm saying? Go to Isaiah 9, verse 6 and verse 7. This is why it's kingdom over government. We just done got real good. Isaiah chapter 9. Wow. You off the chain, Father. You off the charts with it. Isaiah chapter 9. Lead me and guide me. All the way in the name of Jesus. Isaiah. Chapter number 9. Yes, sir. Y'all ready? Verse 6 and verse 7. We read it a lot over here. So let's get reminded again. That's what this word is for. You know, I'm supposed to read the word and be like, man, I'm tired. I just read that yesterday. And they go a reminder, read it again today. Hear it this way. For unto us a child is born. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Unto who? Unto us. Not unto God. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. The government shall be upon his shoulder. We kingdom. The government going to be upon his shoulder. Ever since Jesus was here, and when you read about Jesus, he was pointing to God. Is this government pointing to God, or they pointing to chaos and problems on earth, and they still ain't solving them? Babylon is falling. The government shall be upon his shoulder, though. And his name, this one right here, shall be called Wonderful. I like that. His name shall be called Counselor. You got everything in Jesus. He's wonderful. He's a counselor. Mm-hmm. He's the mighty God. What? Yeah. His name shall be called the mighty God. His name shall be called the everlasting Father. Who? This same child is born unto us. That's why he's letting you know right here, God is Jesus. Because this same child that's born unto us, that the government going to be on his shoulder, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the mighty God. His name shall be called the everlasting Father. His name shall be called the Prince of Peace. Bust him up, Father. Verse 7. Of the increase of his government. Not the decrease of that government, but of the increase of his government and peace. When God governs your life and give you peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David. That's why you can live inside of this one, yeah, and not be of it. Ooh-wee. Because of the increase of his government that he going to give you inside this one. Yeah. Yeah, we in the world out of it. Of the increase of his government and peace, you're going to experience it now. There shall be no end. It's going to continue. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. He's going to order your life first. To establish it, you're a part of his government now. It's the kingdom. Order it. He's ordering your life. He's establishing your life, right? With judgment and with justice. Not going to tell you to say, with liberty and justice for all, and not give you any liberty and justice. So they trick you. They play mind games with us, right? They put that psyche stuff, right? Psych us out too, right? Got you saying it. With liberty and justice for all. And while we saying it, we ain't getting it. And we grow up and we see we ain't getting it. With liberty and justice for all. But this one right here, God, when he increases of the increase of his government and peace, when he ordered it and established it with judgment and justice, he's going to do it. From this time forth, that's why I said we receiving your salvation again right now, Father, from henceforth, from now on, even forever. And guess what? You ain't even got to do it yourself. You ain't even got to use your own money, Cole. Look, it says the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. He ain't even depending on you, religion, works, or nothing else to do it. It says his zeal. His energy, his spirit, yeah, his zeal, the power of the Lord of hosts will perform this for us. That is kingdom over government, shawty. Y'all forgot. I told you, well, the song told us in the beginning of this broadcast through Bizzle. You know what I'm saying? They muzzle the wise and give the foolish ones the microphone. They make the foolish ones famous. They make the foolish ones rich. But we'd rather be made by God over here. You know what I'm talking about? That's real. Hallelujah. All right, so next scripture we're going to will be Matthew. I think we're going to Matthew chapter 20. Let me check this first. Let's see if this is the one, because we might have hit it the last time. If we did, I think we're going to go somewhere else. So let me check before we go to Matthew. Let me just check. Is that okay with you? Can I check it for us and see if that's where we're going to go? All right, Matthew chapter 22. We did touch on it last time, but it's touchable. Matthew chapter 22, go to verse 17. Matthew chapter 22, verse 17. Yeah, God ordered this. He gave you the power for you to do the God thing. Ministers of God. So then they become... Now we don't wrestle flesh and blood, but we're against those high powers. See what I'm saying? And the spiritual wickedness and the rules of the darkness of this world. Yeah. The powers, the principality, spiritual rules of the darkness of this world. in high places. You know. All right, Matthew chapter 22, verse 17 says, "Tell us therefore what you think." They're asking Jesus, "What you think? What thinketh you? What you think? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the governor, the government, or not?" But Jesus perceived their wickedness. They asking him this. This is Jesus now. They asking Jesus this, and Jesus understood their wickedness and said, "Why you tempting me, you hypocrites, that say one thing and do something else? Yeah, you ain't real. God know who real and who fake." See, the thing is, people think they can be one way in front of folks and then be another way at the house in private. No. God see you all day, every day, and who you are. You ain't hiding nothing. And that's the one we got to give an account to. See, we got it twisted, thinking we got to give an account to people. Nope. Mm-mm. If you give an account to God, you're going to be straight with people. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Because you ain't going to cause no harm to people. So you're going to be straight with people. Ain't got no business, no reason to harm you. You see what I'm saying? No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We in Matthew chapter 22. Jesus just called them hypocrites because he realized their wickedness inside of them. All right, so verse 19 says, "Show me the tribute money. Show me a dollar. Show me a $100 bill." All right, and they brought unto him a penny. Show me a piece of money, right? They brought a penny to him. Y'all going to bring a penny to Jesus, though, right? See, that's how much people value Jesus, even now. Pencil him in. What? Instead of live every day unto him. But those of us that do, hallelujah, more glory to God from us. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So they brought him a penny. Verse 20 says, "And he said unto them, whose is this image and superscription? Whose image is on this? And whose writing or signature or what have you is on here?" Yeah. Whose is it, right? So remember this too. Whose image are you made in, humans? And who put their name on you? They stamp of approval on you. That's why Jesus brought that up. Bring the money. Whose image is on this? Whose image is on you? Yeah, whose image is on this money? But whose image is on you too? See, Jesus teaching. And whose superscription is on you? The little writing that be on the money. Who put their stamp of approval on you? Mm-hmm. They said unto him, "Caesar's." Then he said unto them, "Render or give therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." I tell you, we respect the order that God set it up, but we don't respect y'all with that wicked stuff that y'all doing. And we ain't going to agree with these wicked laws that y'all passing, because we ain't the only ones supposed to be living up to this word. The whole world supposed to live according to this Bible. This ain't no religion. This kingdom over government. Yeah, push this broadcast. Make this one live and popular. You do it, Father, in Jesus' name, however you want it to go, though. Know what I'm talking about? So, 1 John chapter 2, let's go. We on it. 1 John, that's towards the back. Remember, we was in Peter, 1 and 2 Peter. And I said 1 and John, 1, 2 and 3 John was after Peter. So go to 1 John. Remember, it's 1 John. It's 4 Johns in the Bible. All of them, I believe, are the same John. And he's the same one that wrote Revelation. And when you read John, the regular one, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll see how close he was with Jesus. So I know it's the same John. So right now, we're just going to 1 John, towards the back, towards Revelation. But before you get there, you know what I'm saying, before Revelation. So 1 John, the John with the one in front of it, too. There's three of them right here. 1 John. Chapter 2. Verse 14. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 14. You got it? Give me a few more seconds. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 14. Starting right there. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. Today's topic, kingdom over government. Yeah, this is the truth. We ain't just talking. We about it for real. Yeah, we about it. And remember, words, life and death is in your tongue, Shotty. So words are powerful. Okay, what y'all say? Mm-hmm. Life and death is in your tongue. Recognize. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 14 says, I have written unto you fathers, the older generations. Look at how God including everybody right here. Watch this. I have written unto you fathers. Mm-hmm. Because you have known him that is from the beginning. So you're either in one of these two categories, right? It says, I have written unto you young men, the younger generation, because you are strong. And the word of God abides in you. So get just, you know, yeah, you strong. We younger generations, we strong. Generation X and on, that's what I'm going to put right there. And Generation X and on us, yeah. We'll start right there. So we sure ain't, I mean, I'm just getting some gray hair. I ain't old as, you know, Pops up there that's the president. Look at Pops. I ain't old as Pops. Oh, I'm sorry. And grandpops who lead this country. Okay, anyway, I have written unto you pops, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. You know God. Better get back to God. Pops, y'all old folk. I have written unto you young men, the generation that's coming up next, that we here now. Young men, younger generation, because you are strong, don't stop there, and the word of God abides in you. And look, it didn't even stop there. You strong, younger generations, you strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one on top of that. What? Nothing can stop you, young folks. There you go. The generation cross. X and under. All y'all X, I don't care. X and everybody behind us. Generation X, yeah. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you as well, and you have overcome the wicked one as well. Boy, that should make you say hallelujah to Jesus right now, young folks. You strong, the word of God is in you, and you done overcame Satan, huh? You have overcome Satan. Man, they couldn't get this broadcast, they couldn't get this kind of preaching before. It's coming through us. It's ordained by God for this. So 1 John chapter 2, young folks, I still got your attention. Elderly people, do I have your attention too? Is this thing on? Everybody. You're either in one of them two categories, all right? So love not the world. Don't love the world. Neither the things that are in the world. You don't let your heart be attached to none of this stuff. It's in the world now. All is vanity. That's why. Love not the world. Neither the things that are in the world. Some people love their cars. Some people love their houses more than their children. What? Yeah. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So that ain't what God's telling you. That's not what God's love is used for this world and the things that's in the world now. The love of the Father is not in him. They love in the world. Mm-hmm. The thing that's in the world. If any man, any human love the world, then the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, it's all that's in the world. That's why you don't love it. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes. Okay, there's two lusts, of your flesh and lust of your eyes. Yeah, I'm talking make it look delicious. Mm-hmm. And the pride of life. Pride, too. Lust, and pride. That's why. That's strike one, strike two, and strike three. That's why you don't love the world. Let God love us that's in the world. Let him love us, right? So don't love the world. All that's in the world is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. And the pride of life is not of God. It's not of the Father. But it's of the world. We kingdom over here. We're not of the world. We're of God. We're of the Father. And the world passes away. That's another reason don't live it. Or the things that's in it. The world passes away. I don't care what y'all get new for Christmas this year. It's going to be old next year. Uh-oh. Okay, older than when you get it because it's new when you get it, right? It's going to be older. And some of the stuff ain't going to even make it the next year for the children. They're going to break it the same day. Uh-oh. Yeah, go get broke just like your... Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I ain't say it. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say it. Let me get back to these scriptures. Yes, 1 John chapter 2. Let me. Now the children going to get the tomatoes. Don't tomato me, children. Don't do it. Because I got some tomatoes for you. I throw them back. Don't play. Oh, okay. Let me go to these scriptures. Where is it? 1 John. Somebody say, help them, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. 1 John chapter 2. Yeah, you want some tomatoes, throw them at me as you want to. Throw them back. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away. So you want the things that's of the Father. How do you find that? You got to be a student of this word. I like that. You got to be a student of this word. You got to study and sit your behind down and read this Bible till you get it. Got it? And good relationship with God. The world passing away. Guess what else? And the lust of it. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, all that's passing away too. They make it look glamorous to be rich, bruh. That's lust. It's passing away. They're making it glamorous. They making them glamorous to be what they call sexy, naked on TV and all that stuff, right? Half naked, whatever. They about naked these days. Can't even look at a commercial, boy. All right? The world passes away and the lust, though. Thereof. Don't get caught up in the world. But he that does the will of the Father, he that does the will of God, here we go. There it is right there for you and for me and for whosoever will. But he that does the will of God abides forever, because all that's going to pass away. But if he does do the will of God, you're going to abide forever. And then watch how this about to get so real. But this thing going to get so real, you can be like, vote. What vote? Okay, 1 John chapter 4. Go to chapter 4 this time. Hold on. Hold on. Don't go to chapter 4 yet. We in 1 John chapter 2. We still there. Go back to 2 if you have went to 4. We ain't ready for it yet. We got a few more verses in 1 John chapter 2. All right. Verse 18. Ready? Little children. I told you, don't get your tomatoes. But listen, it is the last time. And as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists. Y'all see this? Antichrist is against Christ. The Bible letting you know. It's going to be Antichrist going to come. It's the last time. Antichrist is coming. Even now, even there are many Antichrists here, even now. When he wrote this, and even now while we are living, there's many Antichrists. Whereby we know that it is the last time, because there's so many Antichrists. They act like it's okay to be against Christ. And then turn around and try to celebrate Christmas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we keep Christ in Christmas. And for those that don't know, don't tell me no pagan holiday and all that. Listen, I understand where you're coming from with that. However, do you understand where I'm coming from with this? Since I've been born, Christmas always been about Christ to me. I'm letting you know, and I'm 43 years old. I'm 40 till I'm 50 for real, but I'm just saying, yeah, since I've been here, Christ for 43 years Christmas has always been about Christ to me, my daddy and mama. Didn't let me believe in no Santa Claus. Santa Claus didn't let me take no picture on his lap. Didn't let me, none of that, bruh. Okay? Sister, he fake as Rudolph. I respect Rudolph more than Santa, because they try to make Santa more than what he is. So, ever since I've been born and been living on this earth, Christmas has always been about Christ to me. Thank you, Jesus. All right, now, who we at? 1 John. We're not Antichrist. We're not against Christ. 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. They went out from us, the Antichrist. They went out from us. Look at this. God made everybody. They went out from us, but they were not of us. They left Jesus. They didn't return either. For if they had been of us, they would not doubt. They would no doubt have continued with us. So when they leave you, let them go on about their business, because they ain't of you. Yeah, some folks you think you're going to be connected to for life, and some folks you may be, but a lot of folks ain't going to be connected to you for a long time. Be connected to you for a few years or a few months or a few days or whatever. But if they leave, bye. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, if they of you, if they had been going where you going, right, they would no doubt have continued with you. They would continue with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. They were not all of us. But you. Mm-hmm, don't worry about them. You have an unction from the Holy One. From who? From the Holy One. Not from the old pops that's in the presidency, but you got an unction from the Holy One. And you know all things. Why? Because you with the one who knows all things, and he exposes all the things to you. You know all things because he know all things, and he ain't holding it back from you. He going to give it to you how you can handle it, though, as much as you can handle at the time that you can handle it. He going to continue to do that. So stick with him. First John, now we're ready for chapter 4. Appreciate you tuning in. I can't stop. I know we've been played a song or two by now, but nah, boy, I'm on fire. I'm being led by this Holy Spirit, so we own this, and I'm enjoying it. How about you? First John chapter 4. Kingdom, God's kingdom over government. They want to leave God out. You know they ain't got God in it because they making backwards laws. God made male and female, Adam and Eve. Man trying to make it to where it's male and male and female. That's man stuff, which is under the influence of Satan, because Satan is a homo. That homo stuff don't come from Jesus. Jesus straight up. You know what I'm saying? He straight up. Mm-hmm. He didn't even have no punks out of the disciples. There wasn't no homos in there. But the devil, he's a homo. He the one that's out of pocket. Yeah, that's the homosexual. That's the prideful one, the devil. Those are the children of the devil, shouting. That's telling you judging me when you telling them the right. Love corrects. Love gonna tell you the right thing. If you got parents that love you, they told you what's right. You don't love me because you don't make me do what I want to do. You better kiss yourself if you do what you want to do. If you're a child. Because some folk want to look at the socket and want to put something in the socket. If you don't say, no, don't do that. Or put something in there, they can't put it, nothing in the socket. They done came up with that. They electrocute your baby. See? It's rules. It's everything, right? You just be on here, do what you want to do. No. That ain't how God made it. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 says, beloved. Beloved or beloved. I like that beloved part. Yeah, because he's talking to you, talking to me, telling us to be loved. I know I grew up, they were saying beloved. Still some people say beloved. I still might say beloved every now and again. However, beloved. One word, beloved. Beloved. Believe not, though. Don't believe every spirit, okay? But it says try the spirits whether they are of God. That's why you got to know God. This is a real spiritual walk. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false are gone out into the world. Remember, they wasn't of us. We real. We about the truth, but the false prophets gone out here into the world, right? So now, how do you know if they false or not? It says try the spirits. Yeah, try the spirits. Whether they are of God. If they saying and of God and displaying, you know when God talks, he's showing his way and showing himself through his power and what he's saying. Okay? You can tell. So try him. Like, no, that ain't godly. That's a false prophet there. Verse 2 says, oh, yes, that's a real prophet there. He ain't false. All right? Verse 2 says, hereby you know the Spirit of God. This is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Do you hear this? So every spirit that's not confessing it is not of God. Check this out. This is 1 John chapter 4, verse 2. This is how you know. That's what hereby. Hereby you know the Spirit of God. This is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Because this is the Spirit of truth. He's not going to be divided. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Yeah, they don't believe in Jesus, right? They dismiss Jesus. They got all these other religions. So every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come is not, it says, is come in the flesh is not of God. So they in religion, they in science, they in philosophy, they in opinion, they in confusion, but they not of God. Because they don't confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. They don't confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. They against Christ. All the religions, right? Spirit of Antichrist. Many Antichrists are in the world now. Wherefore you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world right now. Verse 4, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says, you are of God. That's why don't be trying to fit in. You're supposed to stand out. Be outstanding for God. Be the outcast, but you in God's hand. You God's outcast. You know what I'm talking about? Shout-outs to the real outcast. I wish I would drop another album, but oh, I ain't worrying about it. Right now, I'm focused, and we focused on God. So you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you. Yeah, the Jesus Christ that's in you is greater than he that is in the world, the one that's in them, is Satan. Greater is he that's in you, the one that's influencing you, is Jesus, than he that is in the world, the one that's influencing the world, is Satan. So you are of God. You're not of the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Verse 5, they are of the world. They are not of God. So don't let them tell you about God when you know God better than them, because you are of God. They are of the world trying to tell you about God, but they're going to be speaking. The best they can do is come through religion. I don't know what his broadcast cut off at. Now that's some fire right there, bro. I'm talking about it's making the phone do things it never did before. God, I ain't never heard him say that. What you just say, operator? Huh? What? Huh? What? Got too hot in here. We still on fire, y'all. Mic check, y'all good? We good? All right. We in 1 John chapter 4. And I was right there in chapter 4. I mean, verse 4. Yeah, Antichrist don't like this. But this ain't Antichrist government. This is kingdom. That's the king's dominion. Yeah, kingdom. Kings dominating up in here. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the king of kings. You the king. You got another king right here. The King of Kings. So, verse 4, 1 John chapter 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So it don't matter if you outnumber, you are of God, and you have overcome them on top of that, because the one that's in you is greater than the one that's in them. So it don't matter how many of them it is. They think they're going to be able to hide in the crowd. You go and answer to God for yourself. 1 John chapter 4, verse 5, they are of the world. That's why you don't fit in. So quit trying to fit in. If you a circle, why you trying to be a square, cuz? You going to be an L7, cuz? I thought you was over here with us, cuz, in this circle of life, yo. You know what I mean, B? Well, I went from California to New York on y'all, son. You know what I mean, B? Oh, they are of the world, though. Don't be trying to be no square when you a circle him. Yeah? Some of y'all round like us. Oh, they are of the world. Therefore, it says they speak of the world. When they tell you about God, they can only see God as the world see him. Yeah, God. That's it. That's it. I heard about it. I don't know. Ain't he the one that just live in the sky, cuz? I don't know about him like that. But they gonna speak of the world. So. And the world hears them, though. That's why you ain't going to ever agree with them. Because you are of the world. Word. You take the L out of world. You are of the word. W-O-R-L-D spells world. Take the L out of it. W-O-R-D. We of the word. See, verse 6 says we are of God. How do you become of God? Get into His word. His word right here. His word is Jesus. We are of God. He that knows God hears us. So whoever knows God, they the ones going to hear you. That's the ones you get tight with. That's the one you allow in your circle. Not none of them squares, cuz. We circles, man. He that is not of God is not going to hear us. They squares, cuz. They not going to hear you. We in this circle, man. This circle of life. Hereby, or this is how you know them. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Because circles don't fit in squares. Neither do squares fit in circles. But you square, you can get changed into and grafted into this circle of life. When hip-hop meets the Christ, we'll be right back. Kingdom over government.
Yeah, they say I'm confrontational. I want peace, just not at the cost of my silence. Speak up.
All through the hood, I keep hearing people saying
I'm supposed to die tonight. They can't destroy what they ain't built in the first place. So I'm finna ride tonight.
I went from a truth seeker to truth speaker. Truth through the booth, your Bluetooth and your coupe speaker.
Yeah.
Run up in here, I cut an ear, I'm 2 Peter. I bucket fear, I chuck a spear like Lou Peter.
Yeah.
They love it here, I hate it here. They murder babies and pervert the children and make it here. It's getting crazy, everybody claiming they gangster here. And everybody feel it, but nobody is saying here. This card over money, so I say what I want, dog.
Yeah.
Your favorite rapper, don't need too afraid to be broke, dog. You lose your career pissing and folk off. But you could call black women hoes and kill all the black men that you want, dog. And I-
yeah. They say I'm confrontational. I want peace, just not at the cost of my silence. Speak
all
up.
All through the hood, I keep hearing people saying
I'm supposed to die tonight. They can't destroy what they ain't built in the first place. So I'm finna ride tonight.
I went from a truth seeker to truth speaker. Truth through the booth, your Bluetooth and your coupe speaker.
Yeah.
Run up in here, I cut an ear, I'm 2 Peter. I bucket fear, I chuck a spear like Lou Peter.
Yeah.
They love it here, I hate it here. They murder babies and pervert the children and make it here. It's getting crazy, everybody claiming they gangster here. And everybody feel it, but nobody is saying here. This card over money, so I say what I want, dog.
Yeah.
Your favorite rapper, don't need too afraid to be broke, dog. You lose your career pissing and folk off. But you can call black women hoes and kill all the black men that you want, dog. And I don't care if you hate that, I could take that.
I could take
but
that.
Stop claiming you real knowing you hate that. Sad thing is how fast you could diss a black queen and turn around and walk on eggshells for a drag queen. Bizzle, it's what you wanted?
I never change for the small, but if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You can't muscle me, dog, I say what I want. And if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
World full of fake news, nothing real about it. Put their agenda in the middle and just build around it. You don't use your own brain, they gon' flip the whole thing and trick you with a headline to tell you how to feel about it. Call a man a racist, you take what he said racially. Call him homophobic, you take what he said hatefully. They label it hate, you can't even disagree tastefully. To shake the label, you switch sides, it's mind slavery. These people are evil, don't eat what the media feeding you. Deceitful and wicked, they giving you lenses to see it through. Everybody lying, nobody willing to speak the truth like the Lord said it would be. Maybe we'll see him soon. Business.
I never change for the small. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog, I say what I want. And if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
They tryna turn your little boy into to a princess, and they ain't even gave him a chance to be a prince yet. They sick of gender telling you to let him clip his member. He can't even pick his bedtime, but he could pick his gender. They say that I ain't woke, I say they ignorant.
They ignorant.
See, I remember how the pilgrims did the Indians.
Let me finish.
Remember, they ain't just attack them, they befriended them. Gave them blankets full of diseases and ended them. Outrage, footage leaking every other week or two. So you don't see the blankets they sneaking you. They ain't gotta squeeze at you. They feminizing your males and leading you into a lifestyle that won't allow you to reproduce. One black life gone, they'll march in the street with you. They hand you a blanket to say abortion is free for you. How else you gonna get ex-slaves to agree with you? To kill themselves, say you giving them the freedom to. Fizzle, let's wake them up.
I never came for the smoke, if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want, if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog, I say what I want, if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war, so if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
Trying to say we confrontational, but we come in peace. We want peace, but not at the cost of our silence or salvation. We ain't gonna compromise on God, especially not for no Satan or humans. This when hip hop meets the Christ. That was Bizzle. All right, I'm your homie Oasis. All right, appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Today's topic: kingdom over government. Y'all ready for some more? All right, this next part, go to 2 Peter chapter 3. And while you're going there, let me talk about it. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter this time, okay? 2 Peter chapter 3. Where were you? 1 Peter earlier? Okay. 2 Peter this time, and then chapter 3. Yeah, for all y'all that think this voting is so important and want to push this vote like this, remember, we are not of the world. They pushing it. So we should not be pushing it like that. We should be pushing prayer. Yeah. Pray got four letters. Pray. Praying got your voice attached to it, like they be trying to say voting does. But I want everybody who think that voting is so important, and I did my part, and you got to vote. This is the most important vote of your whole life. I heard somebody say that on the radio the other day. They were like, yeah, I know y'all done heard that every vote, but this one really is. What? No, man, y'all say that every time. Get on. It's the most important vote you're going to ever vote. In the mouth. And do you think Herschel Walker studying you? You think he's studying you? He ain't studying you. You think Raphael Warnock studying you? You think Biden studying you? Man, look, you think Trump studying you? Uh-oh. But the one who's studying you, y'all want to overlook him. Y'all want to leave Jesus out. But for whosoever will, let's continue to get this Jesus. All right, so you want to think that system's so hot and so important and I got to do my part and you more, you put more zeal, more energy into that than you do to God? You got more faith in your voting and this crooked government, then you got for God. So hold your vote up right here to these scriptures, right? Your voting and your this government, hold it up to these scriptures. Watch this. I bet you it ain't. Yeah, you big and bad with your vote. Watch this. You about to be sick and sad. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. We starting right there. Yeah, you think your voting's so important. Check this out. 2 Peter chapter 3. Starting with verse 10, it says, but the day of the Lord, the day of the Lord, but the day of the Lord, yeah, what about that? Forgot about the day of the Lord? The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Come right there while y'all voting. What is it, Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. It's the most important, it's an important election.
Mm-hmm. Black against black again. Here we go. Black on black crimes, huh? But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, though. While you're sitting up here worrying about this world, in the which the heavens shall pass away. The sky, the heavens that he put right there to separate the waters, right? The heavens that he made in the beginning, they're going to pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt. Uh-oh. All the elements in the world. Yeah, the science we talking about, too, them stars and stuff, too. The elements shall melt and, with fervent heat, the earth. Where you at? Where you living at? Where you on? You can't get off this earth Even if you get up in the air, you still on earth, cuz. The earth also. And the works that are therein shall be burnt up, every work that we do. Yeah, how about that? All this vanity. He tried to tell us all this vanity, but we want to go ahead. So the elements going to melt with fervent heat. The earth also going to melt. And the works that are therein shall be burnt up. All the occupations. Better read Revelation 18, Charter. All the occupations are going to be gone. Every last one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, vote. Uh-huh. Go ahead and vote. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, the whole earth will be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? How should you really be living, seeing that all these things shall be dissolved? Because this is what's going to happen, whether we believe it or not, whether we accept it or not. The word of God is the truth. It's already written. We in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. What? The day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. The heavens going to pass away with a great noise. Because it was here to block the rain, right? From above it, right? The heavens shall pass away with a great noise. He got to move it. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Even the sun gonna melt. Yeah, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, it's going to happen. How important is your voting now, huh? What manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Trying to tell somebody about voting. You don't even tell nobody about Jesus, cuz. In all holy conversation and godliness. What voting got to do with God? Huh? What voting got to do with holy conversation, cuz? They passing godly laws or not? Because ain't no godly people in that thing, bruh. And if they are, you don't hear about them. Except for I got to keep bragging on Andre Dickens, the mayor of Atlanta. Keep doing what you're doing, brother, in the Lord, in Jesus' name, and keep blessing them, Father, and let them stay encouraged and do what he got to do. Yeah. Look him up, Andre Dickens. You'll see what he's doing. All right, verse 12 says, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. We getting closer and closer and closer to it. Then it said hasting too. That's why the day's going by, right? Fast and fast. They messed us up, though. I think something happened with this one, because this scripture is explaining a lot of why we've been tired, that this is usually the time when we be rested when they switch the time, right? When we switch the time, we usually be rested during this time, but something has happened, and now we can't seem to get the rest. We restless up in here, man. You know what I'm saying? My children can't even sleep no more like they used to. Like, what the feezy that happened? Now, here goes a scripture that's going to explain it to us. Watch this. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. We're getting closer and closer to it. We're getting, and we're approaching it faster and faster, because that's what hasting is. To do something hastily, to do it quickly. So it says we're looking for the coming of the day of God. We're looking for Jesus coming back, and we getting there quicker too. We're hasting unto the coming of the day of God. Mm-hmm. That explains a lot. We're getting closer and closer, and we're getting faster and faster. We're approaching it faster and faster. So they try to switch the time to throw us out. Uh-uh. God got us right back on it, because we are his. It says we're in the heavens being on fire. Now what? God, you in the line voting, but now the sky on fire, cuz. That's what the heavens are, the firmament. The heavens on fire. Yeah, we're in the heavens being on fire, the sky being on fire, while you in line voting Tuesday. What if that happened, huh? See, we got to live like this every day, bro, because it can happen. It's going to happen. You see what I'm saying? At any time. Well, it's going to be God's time. Don't say it like that. God's time. Wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Long line to vote. Even if it ain't this one, what about when you vote for that next presidency? President. And then the sky catch on fire. Nevertheless, verse 13 says, we, according to his promise. Whose promise? God's promise. The one who don't break his promise. The one who don't say one thing and do something else. The one, excuse me, who's so powerful that his words do what he say. Let there be, and it happened, right? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, the one that don't break them, We look for new heavens. That's why this one got to burn up. And a new earth. That's why this one got to burn up. Wherein dwells righteousness. He going to burn it up, cuz. It's his. He can burn it up. Look how wicked it is. He washed it out the first time with water. He going to burn it up this time. You reading the scriptures. You hearing the scriptures right now. He going to burn it up with fire this time. Y'all see this. The whole sky, the earth, and everything in it going to be on fire, bro. Sister, brother, and sister. Yes, you hear this? I didn't write it. I'm reading it. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 13. Going to be on fire. How your voting is then, huh? Revelation chapter 17. Let's go. You're almost finished. Revelation chapter 17. Let me see if I can beat this clock. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Let's go to Revelation 17. Boy, this fire. It's still good. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, ever have something good you don't even want to stop? Let's go. That's what I'm experiencing now. Are you? Revelation chapter 17. Verse 1. It says, and there came one of the seven angels, not a demon, not a devil. There came one of the seven angels. All right. Stronger than devils, stronger than demons, angels. All right. So there came one of the seven angels, especially these, which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come here. I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, with this great whore. Kings of the earth and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of the fornication of this great whore. Something got to do with the whole world, right? Check this out. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet or red colored beast, full of names of blasphemy. And blasphemy is disrespectful against God. So having, it says the beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads, 10 horns, and 7 continents, right? I don't know how many oceans. Is it 10, like, ocean things or something? What is it in school? I can't remember all that, man. I wasn't paying attention like that. Geography was rather interesting to me than the other social study stuff, though. And see what's civics was all right, and the actual economy, the economics, though. That part, that got my attention real good, but they skipped over that real quick, like, bro. Oh, that was a snippet of economics? That's what we need to be learning, how to make money out here. They didn't teach us that, did it? All right, so, anyway, 7 heads, 10 horns, with those 10 ocean fronts, was it 10 oceans? How many oceans is it? I don't know. It's something. But anyway, I know it's 7 continents, though. So, and this woman is influencing the kings, the leaders, right, of the world. And this woman who's influencing them is a whore. The woman was arrayed, verse 4, the woman was arrayed in purple. She influencing the whole world now because the kings of the world leaders are following her. They committing fornication with this whore. The woman was arrayed in purple, scarlet color, and decked with gold. So she precious, it says precious stones and pearls. So she's looking glamorous, right? Having a golden cup in her hand, but the golden cup is full of abominations. That means they're going against the nature of God. It's full of abominations. One abomination in particular that God points out is homosexuality. That's an abomination. That means it goes against God's nature. God never made a man to be with a man, or a woman to be with a woman, or a female to be with a female, male to be with a male. He didn't make it like that. So if you got those desires, you better give them to God and tell him to make you straight. Tell them to get their evil away from you. Yeah, we all got a sinful nature, shawty. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just got different sins they got caught up in. So, hey, they want to make that one legal, though. But that's an abomination. So that's just one. This says that her cup was full of abominations, the things that make God throw up, right, and filthiness of her fornication, right? Verse 5 says, and upon her forehead was a name written, mystery. Babylon is confusion. Go to Genesis chapter 11 for that. But Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots. Harlots are whores, streetwalkers. They'll sell their body for money. The mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. That's who she is, and the kings of the earth then committed fornication with her. Verse 6 says, and I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. She drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. A martyr is the one that do not compromise on Jesus. They will die, get killed, rather than compromise on Jesus or denounce Jesus. So that's what a martyr is. Are you a martyr or are you a saint? They both not going to compromise on Jesus, though. So I saw the woman. She drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Kill the one, like they'll try to kill the strong ones in front of you to trick you. But you got to know God for yourself. Be a martyr for yourself. Be a saint for yourself. Know God. Depend on God for yourself. So if they do some evil in front of you and try to play the mind games with you, you still ride and stand for Jesus. Yeah. She drunk with the blood of the saints that wouldn't bow down to her system of ways, and she drunk with the blood of the martyrs that show enough to give their life for God. Yeah, for Jesus. She drunk with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. I'm wondering at her because she all glamorous and all this, that, and the other. She dipped out with pearls and gold and all that, bro. Who it is? So the angel said to me, why are you marveling at her? Why you think this is a marvelous thing, Shawty? I'm about to break this thing down for you. This is verse 7. The angel said unto me, wherefore did you marvel? Why you think that's marvelous? I will tell you the mystery of the woman. When I tell you the mystery, you ain't going to be thinking she's all marvelous. A lot of people get blown away by this world system because that's who that whore is. That's who's influencing the kings of the world, and the kings of the world, the leaders, inhabitants of the earth, drunk with her wine. See, because they the ones doing it. They following her. That's in verse 2. Y'all getting it? We're in Revelation chapter 17, verse 7. And the angel said unto me, wherefore did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has 7 heads and 10 horns. And he going to really break the 7 heads and 10 horns down. I don't think I got enough time to do it for you right now. But if you continue to read, he will break all that down. And they're representing kings. You see what I'm saying? And the kings representing evil and stuff. Okay, just go down to verse 18 for the sake of time right now. It says, and the woman which you saw is the great, that great city. So she's not a woman at all, but he had to describe her like this so you could understand. She's that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. The great city that's reigning over the kings of the earth, the one that's got the influence over the kings of the earth, the world system, bruh. Sister. Revelation 18. We got 5 minutes left live. We'll go over just a little bit, but not a lot. All right, Revelation chapter 18. If you need to call in, the number is 563-999-3702. The broadcast will cut off in 5 minutes and counting. 563-999-3702 is the call-in number to continue to hear this live. All right, Revelation chapter 18, verse 1 says, and after these things I saw another angel. I thought they were voting, cuz. We're talking about angels. What? You be in the line, in your voting line, talking about angels, cuz? And the sky being on fire. I doubt it. I doubt it. Revelation 18, verse 1, and after, because this is the word of God. We are his children, so you should be saying with your children should sound like their parents. If you're children of God, you should be sounding and saying what God's saying and not trying to say what other folks are saying. All right. Revelation 18, because the other folks ain't brought you here. Your parents the one taking care of you and brought you here, right? And so God is the one taking care of us. Okay. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. Verse 1, Revelation 18. Having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great, is fallen. That whore over there, that city, that's influencing the nations, right? And it's become the habitation of devils. So she fell. She ain't even Babylon. She was Jerusalem, huh? Now she's Babylon. She done fell. She done became something. What has she become? Let's read. Revelation chapter 18. It says, and verse 2 says, and it's become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit. This is the second half of verse 2. She has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. all that uncleanness and that hate, all that, all that, all this devil stuff, foul spirits, yeah, habitation of devils, producing nothing but devils. Verse 3, check this out, for all nations. Yeah, you in one of these nations, you know? It's talking about you too. All nations. Better be glad you got Jesus, bro and sister. For all nations have drunk, I know I am, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, all the nations. Why? Because in verse 2 of chapter 17, the leaders committed fornication with her, and that led the inhabitants of the earth to be drunk with her wine. You see that? The leader sold us out. You know, you don't follow the leader. Follow Jesus. Follow the Jesus Christ. Ain't no following the leaders, bro. Ain't no leaders. Unless they following Jesus. For all nations have drunk of the wine of her, of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. The kings of the earth, the leaders, right? And the merchants, this is the business, merchandise, businesses of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. I read a scripture, I think it was in Bible study, one of these recent episodes of these Bible studies, and came across the scripture that said they, you know, increasing the price and, you know, the measure, they shortening the measure. So they're making the measurements of the things, the same things you used to get, that they increasing the prices on, they're making the measurements smaller. You're not getting the same amount of french fries when you order a large fry from McDonald's, cuz. Mm-hmm. You ever open, look at your box, they used to fill that mug up, and you got french fries falling off over in your bag, bro. They put a medium-sized fry in your large box now. They give you that. They still increase the price on the large fry. Charge you the same price or more. So, yeah, God, he got all this. So the businesses, the merchants were rich through the abundance of her delicacies. They didn't become rich by God. They thought what she had to offer was better. Or what they can do without God. They thought that was better, right? Somebody said, ain't nothing but the devil. Ain't nothing but Satan. Yeah, Babylon. Revelation chapter number 18, verse 4 says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin, and that you receive not of her plagues. So don't be trying to fit in with her, because she's evil and about to get judged and checked by God. So verse 5 says, for her sins have reached unto heaven. What? Not her praises, not her worship, but her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Revelation chapter 18. I ain't got time to get the whole chapter. Go to verse 20. I'm trying to get you up out of here, and we almost finished anyway. Revelation, I respect you and your time. Revelation chapter 18, God does too. Revelation chapter 18, verse 20. Go to verse 20. It says, rejoice over her. And we feeling sorry for her. She committed evil in her sins up against, I'm talking about them reached under heaven, man. She evil. She got the blood of the saints. That's the people who believed in God before you, and the ones that died now, and the martyrs, bro. Don't be feeling sorry for her. These are the ones that did this before us. They didn't compromise on God. Now we get to do it. So verse 20, Revelation chapter 18 says, rejoice over her, you heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. So rejoice. He getting the vengeance. He getting revenge for you. So rejoice on her. Yeah, that's right. Verse 21 says, and a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea. See, it's falling. Babylon is falling. But in a minute, God going to pick up, let that angel pick it up, pick up that stone, or pick up the stone. And it says, thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down. So, verse 21, and a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city, Babylon, be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. He going to hit it once and for all. Right now it's crumbling and falling. He going to hit it once and for all. It'll be thrown down. Verse 22 says, and the voice of harpers. Yeah, your voice, right? They were talking about voting is your voice. Mm-hmm. The voice of harpers, voters too. Yeah, let's get it. The voice of harpers, because the system is evil, because it killed Jesus. the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters, these are all that evil music, right, shall be heard no more at all in you. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in you. Because remember, we read earlier, they're supposed to be ministers of God, doing what we do unto God. We read that too in previous broadcasts as well. They do everything you do unto God. That go for all of us. So they've been working, even their occupations, whatever craft he may be. They ain't honoring God in it. They still just trying to get money. For the love of money is the root of all evil. So this is why evil got to get checked. No craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found anymore in you, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in you. Yeah, the bird millstone. All right, so verse 23 says, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in you, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in you. For the merchants, your business folks, were the great men of the earth, the VIP, elite and all that. For by your sorceries, though, by what? By your sorceries. By what? Their magic, their sorceries, cuz, were all nations deceived. By what? By their sorceries told you that evil stuff is real, cuz. So if evil real, that means Jesus real then. And stronger. They operating and getting all the nations deceived by their sorceries. Another word for sorcery is paranormal. The definition is, more words are rituals, symbols, actions, gestures, languages that's believed to exploit use in supernatural forces, magic spells, sorcery, magic. Yeah, all of it evil. Media, medium. Mm-hmm. Social media, that's a medium, cuz. Medium proclaims to communicate with the living and the dead. While you all on social media, what you doing on there? Showing somebody to brawl you well? By your sorceries were all nations deceived. They gave you Facebook, and it's really against you. Because Facebook made you real selfish. It made you get in your feelings because you ain't got no likes, or somebody said something else about you. It made you become real opinionated. You see what I'm saying? Like, bruh, the nations were deceived by their sorceries. They call it entertainment. They call it social media. But they really are deceiving the nations by their sorceries. And it says, verse 24 says, and in her was found the blood of prophets. They're getting rid of the prophets that tell the truth, right? And of the saints. And it says, and of all that were slain upon the earth, all in her. Hey, how's your voting now? Is it important to you now? Yeah, God, you going to forget about this by Tuesday? Father, I pray anybody who's listening to this, don't forget. As a matter of fact, I pray that you put it all across the earth anyway, how real you are. Why he's trying to sit up here and do this, and they are not rich toward you. Revelation chapter 19, you done after this. Three verses. Revelation chapter 19, verse 1, 2, and 3. We done. Appreciate your patience. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. I know we started a little bit later, but we in there. Nothing is greater than spending time with God. Yeah, I'll say that again. Nothing is greater than spending time with God. Revelation chapter 19. Verse 1 says, and after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven. We about to rejoice, saying, Alleluia. You ain't even got an H on that one. Alleluia. Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Alleluia. To you, Lord, our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. This is kingdom over government. True and righteous are his judgments. Why are you sitting up here going to vote for imperfect men? Thinking that you paying your dues. To who? Jesus is alive. You paying your dues to him? For true and righteous are his judgments, because that's what we're doing. For he has judged the great whore and getter, which did corrupt the earth. That's why. Don't be blown away by her. She's a great whore that corrupted the earth with her fornication. That's the world system. The Antichrist system. Corrupted the earth with her fornication and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. So God finally got revenge and finally going to get revenge for you and I, all God's people. Verse 3 says, and again, they said, Alleluia, without the H. You don't say Alleluia again. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. You see how Revelation chapter 18, verse 20 says, rejoice over her. And then we get over here to Revelation 19, and they Alleluia-ing up God. Yeah, they rejoicing over her. When God finally turned that thing around for you, finally make it your turn and my turn, yes, sir. When he finally get that revenge for you, you're going to rejoice. Make sure. Hallelujah. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. Kingdom over government. God's kingdom over man's government. I can see if y'all was doing things God's way. I can see if it was your kingdom come, your will be done, even in the government on earth. Right, as it is in heaven, even in the government, but they want to be, you know, elsewhere with it. So we gonna stay on our, but God. Get at you next time. Peace.
Abba Father.
That's right.
Jesus came for you, you, your sons, and your daughters. Put faith in him, then you walk on water. Live above it all, yeah, we standing tall. Not about to miss my place in heaven, trying to ball. Like the earth is all we got, we serve a great God. Beating on your heart with lyrics and your head don't nod. True, hate kills Jesus, but love raises him up. Always worried about what man is doing, and God I trust. I forgot, you shook, shocked, and you scared of the government. I put my faith in Jesus, the God
is above me.
Yes, he is Lord.
Ordained by God, and we off in here ready for the battle, strapped with faith so we slaughter fear. Who really want it with the kingdom? Cause here we come, annihilating the oppression of the righteous ones. They feed us false information, that's miseducation. I'm Genesis, I'm here to resurrect this generation. Wake up, let's go, this location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know. Let's go, wake up, let's go. This location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah, we taking back everything they ever stole. No surrender, victory is our goal.
Yeah.
Yes,
he is Lord.
Yes,
he is Lord.
Those who don't believe the truth of God Jesus, they don't receive. They set themselves up for the mark, the chip system. Didn't want Emmanuel, no, God is not with them. Chasing money, say God, we sound funny. Replace a dollar with the chip, don't leave you stuck like dummies. You can't eat by a cell, can't even clock in. Satan didn't want you, know only with Jesus we win. People worship him, we tricked them with the signs of the beast. We offer the gospel to them, but they ain't want their faith increased. Not falling for Satan by taking the mark of the beast. I'm going to heaven with my mama, she already at peace.
Yes.
Yeah.
this is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real. It is thorough. It is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man. His influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.